Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. One more country bites the dust. Or did they? Another country has officially ditched the US dollar. It's getting bigger. It's getting better. We're going to talk about that here. This story is out of Watcher.guru. It's entitled, Another Country Officially Ditches the US Dollar. The US pressing sanctions on developing countries is making them cut ties with the dollar and look for alternative venues. BRICS is filling in the void and helping other developing nations to survive without using the US dollar for trade. This is a straight up war, financial war that's happening right now. But hey, you don't see any bullets flying because the one that runs this country right now, well, he wants this to happen because his handlers want it to happen. Type one if you agree. Hey, it says right here, sanctions might prove costly to the U.S. as the world is looking at de-dollarization to strengthen its local currencies and native economies. Says one of the heels, on the heels of de-dollarization and sanctions, a new country has officially ditched the U.S. dollar for oil trade. The decision comes straight from the BRICS playbook of using local currencies for cross-border transactions and not the U.S. dollar. So here we go. Here's the big answer. It's Venezuela. Venezuela has ditched the U.S. dollar for oil trade. Venezuela's state-run oil company, PDVSA, plans to use digital currencies to settle crude oil trade and not the U.S. dollar.
Who would have seen this coming?
I'm just joking, all of us. All right, the move, and if you didn't see it coming, definitely hit the subscribe button. I mean, I know I use comedy and sarcasm, which is the lowest form of humor to get the point across, but seriously, you need to learn this stuff. Also, the U.S. made it difficult for the country to export crude oil, and Venezuela is now looking at digital currency payments. Venezuela also applied to join the BRICS and is looking to be a part of the grouping. Says here, great quote, we have different currencies according to what is stated in contracts, said Venezuelan oil minister Pedro Telechica. To Reuters, he added that in some contracts, it is specified that the payment method will include digital currencies.
This crap's getting real.
Says here, the U.S. dollar, therefore the U.S. dollar will no longer be required to settle crude oil trade with Venezuela and is taking a leaf from BRICS ideals. Venezuela formally submitted its application to join BRICS and is hoping to receive an invite during the October summit. Oh, Papa, can I get in? Can I get into the big trade? I've ditched the dollar. That's what they're saying right now. It's gone. We've done what you say. And seriously, for Americans right now, you have to understand how big of a deal this is. This means this is yet one more country that's not going to be showing up to buy our U.S. bonds. Crap. The Fed's going, crap. I know we didn't want the last guy getting back in the presidency, but this is going to crap in a handbasket. Really fast. Them are some technical terms. Says the 16th summit is scheduled to take place in the Kazan region of Russia this year.
Well, that's weird. It's probably because everyone's going to say, hey, we're all going to, you know, Putin leaves, we're going to arrest him. So he's like, all right, fine, everybody come to my place. We're going to have some borscht. We're going to have some vodka. We're going to get down to some serious business. And that serious business is crushing the U.S. dollar.
So I'll tell you what. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I think really successful rich people are buying gold and buying silver and buying Bitcoin and having some cash on side right now because our economy is collapsing. And to the one guy, because there's always one guy in the comment section goes, you're a doom and gloomer. You're an idiot. I don't know what to tell you because this crap's happening for reals. And I want to encourage you to absolutely crush it during this. If our world leaders, our nation's leaders want to destroy our country, well, then we're going to be around to pick it up and we're going to buy all their stuff. We ain't letting the banks do it. I hope you got something out of this because it's getting real and it's getting real fast. The more you know, the faster it seems like it's happening. But all the idiots out there, you're
a doom and gloomer.
Man, I hope those people have cool homes because I'm going to buy them. The Economic Ninja is out.